Blog Talk Radio.
I bow my knee. I bow my knee.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, of Monumental Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything, in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored to be live before you on this day, in the name of Jesus. I first and foremost want to give all honor and praises to God in the name of Jesus for being the head of my life. I also want to acknowledge my wife in the name of Jesus, Lady Diane Shaw. Hallelujah and glory to her name, to his name, and to the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also want to acknowledge, praise God, our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout out of Atlanta, Georgia, who we also want to honor in the name of Jesus. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory in the chat room. Hallelujah, and praise be to God in the name of Jesus. And those who eventually will venture off into the archives, we want to thank God for you as well. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't say hallelujah enough because he's brought me a mighty long way. I can't say praise be to God enough, for he has brought me a mighty long way. I can't say thank you, Jesus, enough, for he's brought me a mighty long way. God is an awesome God, and God will be there for me in the midst of a situation or a circumstance. And no matter what we go through, he's always on time, God, in the name of Jesus. We continue forth our reading out of the book of Destiny, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes, in the name of Jesus. And we're on the chapter 6, where it's entitled, For Destiny's Sake, Do You Take Steps Toward Authentic Self-Identity, in the name of Jesus. And then even so, before we go even into the chapter reading, we want to make a few acknowledgments and announcements in the name of Jesus. So that, praise God, Lady Diane and I, we come forth with a corporate prayer every Monday through Friday in the name of Jesus. In the a.m. time, we come together and we pray for the world and issues and situations that individuals may be having. And we pray for our family strength and togethers and relationships. In the name of Jesus, we have a number that you feel free to call in at 774-220-4000. You dial 70050#, and you will be brought in to our corporate prayer. It starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time to 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. It starts at 8 o'clock a.m. Mountain time to 8:30 a.m., 9 o'clock a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Eastern time from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the word that's gone forth. And as the word of God says in the book of Luke, halfway through the chapter, it mentions that men ought to always pray and not faint in the name of Jesus. So we thank God truly for all of what he's done and what he's doing right now in the name of Jesus here at Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends. We're truly anointed. A word of God is moving forward. In the name of Jesus, on a day-to-day basis, where we work full-time ministry constantly, sharing the word of God throughout the nation through the Blog Talk ministries that we have. Thus, we do street ministry as well. Thus, we have a ministry in charge with Monumental Hope and Deliverance, which is a service here in Springfield, Illinois, at 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois. Services start at 2 p.m. in the name of Jesus every Sunday from 2 to 3, or depends on how far the Holy Spirit leads us. We'd like for you to come out if you happen to be in the area at 901 North 5th Street in Springfield, Illinois. If you'd like to support our ministry also with the many various things that we do, feel free to send your love token to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. In the name of Jesus, and we'd love to use your proceeds or use your your assistance towards helping building the kingdom of heaven, feeding the hungry, clothing, in the name of Jesus, and helping those that are less fortunate than we are. It's truly in a better situation in our lives to give than it is to receive, and we make every valiant effort in the name of Jesus to do as such. Praise God. We love the ministry, and something that we stand on wholeheartedly is that if loving the Lord is wrong, then we don't want to be right. And we stand strong on that because every day we surrender ourselves unto Him in our corporate prayer, beginning out today and giving Him our first fruit in the name of Jesus. But as we move forward, praise God, we want to acknowledge again our love for you and our love for God in the name of Jesus. Let us continue. We're reading chapter 6 out of the book of Destiny. The chapter is entitled, "For Destiny's Sake, Do You Take Steps Toward Authentic Self-Identity." Let us read. Destiny is the ultimate expression of doing you, fully being yourself, making your own choices. No one else can do you and do what you do. Other people may have your talent, but they don't have your twist. Doing you yields ultimate in life satisfaction because it means engaging your fiber of your being into your destiny. If you're bored with life, it's probably because you're not doing you. How could you possibly be bored if you are doing what the Creator put you on this earth to accomplish? If you're sarcastic and negative about life, doing you, there's no way to have a negative view of life if you have engaged your best self to complete the task God designed for you. God created sun, moon, stars, and seasons. Surely there is something in the vast universe that would interest you if you were on your authentic path to destiny. It should be exciting to think about doing you. How could you not be excited about the fact that God created you? If you are not doing you, you're like a racehorse that has never been put on the track. You're a 350-pound horsepower engine that's stored in a garage collecting dust, allowing destiny to reveal what you are truly made of by discovering what it means to be do you. You'd like to get to know you. Know yourself. Know thyself. Aphorism that originated among the ancient Greeks. Inscribed on the temple of Apollo at Delphi, the maximum figures prominently in Greek literature, especially the writings of the philosopher Plato and his teacher Socrates. It is from Plato's writings that we learn Socrates' quotes, "The unexamined life is not worth living. To pursue of our lives, destiny is how we discover who we really are." It is in the pursuit of destiny that you discover the fascinating person you are. You discover that you are an amazing and unique creation of God. As you get to know yourself, you find out some things you want to change, but you will always discover some things you like. Self-discovery can be a deeply rewarding life process as you learn to embrace truths that others told you about yourself and release the lies that beat down your self-esteem. You may learn that Aunt Kai and was right when she said you had a knack for getting at the real issue in a conflict. Maybe destiny is calling you to be a mediator, a negotiator, an attorney, or a judge. You may also discover that some hurtful words said about you were untrue. The parent who called you dumb or a teacher who said you didn't have the aptitude to go to college get to know you. Knowing you may mean discovering that while everyone thought that you were moody and cranky, you're really an introvert who just needs a little time away from people to regulate and regenerate your internal energy. Or maybe you're an extrovert who has accused of having ants in your pants because you can't seem to keep still. You crave the connection with other human beings. Getting to know who you really are means you equip yourself to take care of you in ways to help you become the best self. When you get to know you, your last and your likes and dislikes, your positions and your plans, your motivators and your downers become evident. Knowing you means you simultaneously learn what it takes to inspire you to destiny. It is a disclosure that happens quickly for some and more slowly for others. Some people move toward destiny like shooting stars, while others are late bloomers, but it is a lifelong unfolding. Some seem to be born knowing who they are and what they are destined to contribute, while others stumble from one life post to another, trying to figure out what they want and to be when they grow up. Some people overcome incredible odds and pass through hell and high waters to meet up with destiny. Others are given ever economic, educational, and social advantage, yet slip into the abyss of unproductivity. It all comes down to one thing: know thyself. People who grew up in poverty may have to learn who they are apart from the environment filled with the street corner drug dealers, substandard housing, high incarceration rate, high teen pregnancy rates, and low expectations. If you grew up this way, your environment may tell you that you are destined to sell drugs, but actually you love to write science fiction. Get in touch with the real you so that you can see your higher self and realize your ability to distance from the negative realities of a dysfunctional upbringing. If you grew up poor, take time to get to know your higher self, and one who destiny does not include incarceration, drugs, or unplanned pregnancy. Distinguish your true self from the environment where you grew up. You have to know yourself to live an authentic life, and destiny offers you. Otherwise, you can have outward access and not fully experience the fruit of your accomplishment. You can be a self-made millionaire who runs a company and wears $1,000 suits, but still sees yourself as a little girl who is made fun of at school for wearing thrift shop clothes. You may still be living like a little boy whose parent never had money to give him for extracurricular activities at school. You were never to be defined by those circumstances. That was where you lived, not who you are. You can graduate at the top of your class at Harvard, yet still doubt whether you are successful because your father never affirmed it or encouraged your accomplishments. No matter what kind of upbringing or past experience you had, you can benefit from distinguishing your past from your authentic self. you can learn from it and distance yourself from in a high, healthy way. You may have been raised by parents who had conservative religious or political views and that you do not share. Acknowledge the positive views and values they gave you, and then embrace the values that present you, that represent you, that support you, and to help steer you toward destiny. You can't deny where you come from, but you can learn from it, grow from it, and build upon it to take you higher. How you were raised, where you went to school, and our social and economic experiences have a tremendous impact on us. Along the road to destiny, you have to give yourself reality checks so that you know catches up to you and that you have become. J.K. Rowling, author of the phenomenally successful Harry Potter series, was once clinically depressed and living in welfare in Scotland. She shared in an interview with Oprah Winfrey that she was still striving to know herself. It had been many years since she fought to escape and scrap together substance for her and her children. But the struggling single mother she knew so well still held the power to overtake the billionaire author she has become. She recalled trying to finish the last Potter book in the series of seven. Children, family, pets, and service workers had taken over the household and were breaking her concentration. At the point she connected with her new troops that she would afford to travel anywhere she wanted to complete the book. In her earlier years, she did her writing in local cafes, mostly because they were warmer than her cold apartment and sitting there didn't cost her any money. The single mother had to catch up to the billionaire to realize that she could afford to pay for a hotel for as long as she needed one. Her mind told her she still needed to watch every penny. Know thyself doesn't apply only in moving from poverty to wealth. A person who grows up wealthy may be inflexible in situations where humility is their requisite for elevation to destiny. The person who has always had financial abundance to address a problem may not be aware that there are some places money cannot take you and some situations that money cannot buy you into or out of. Wealth can lure you into a sense of entitlement that may hinder the arrival of destiny, which cannot be bought. Destiny can take you to places where money is insufficient to give you an entrance. Put that down. It's not yours anyway. Take the time to get to know yourself. You don't run the risk of living someone else's dream. Self-acknowledgement will allow you to appreciate and admire someone else's dream and cheer them on destiny as it unfolds for them. Knowing thyself means you can celebrate with your coworker who just got a promotion at the company where you're simply passing through. The promotion is their dream, not yours. But if you don't know thyself, you might become jealous, confused,
are angry, asking, why did Amanda get the promotion? I've got more education than her and a broader skill set, too. What difference does it make? That's not your dream. It's your coworkers. If you're working for a while at a retail chain, be happy that Greg got promoted to management. You may be smarter, more educated, and have more experience, too. But if retail management is not your destiny, getting your promotion there would only make you and everyone around you miserable. What works for someone else simply won't work for you. Do the work required for your own life and stay away from other people's dreams. Don't be jealous or insecure about other people's accomplishments. God has an abundant storehouse of blessings for you as a God-destined life unfolds. Knowing thyself means you can be happy for your BFF when she gets married, even while you wait for your Mr. Right. Knowing you means you can be genuinely happy for the person who earns another degree, moves into a dream house, or buys a heart and a head turner of a sports car. Destiny is smart, and she doesn't make mistakes. You can try all you want to live someone else's destiny, but it just won't fit. You'll never flow in what you do by living someone else's dream, and it will never feed your soul. It doesn't matter how good it looks. If you get the dream job and all the perks that go along with it, if you get the eye candy woman on your arm or the Nobel Prize for the scholarship to Harvard or the home in a gated community, if something isn't a part of your destiny, it cannot bring you fulfillment. Have you ever known someone who seems to have everything, yet they never look happy? I mean, everything. I mean, a man can wear expensive tailored suits, live in the city's most desirable neighborhood, and have a beautiful family and enroll school scholars, who never caused their parents a day's trouble. All wonderful accomplishments for those which anyone should be grateful. But if the man is not living destiny, there's a big hole someplace. The big hole is why your next door neighbor can be driving Mercedes to the job she despises and start hating on you as you happily drive an old pickup truck and make deliveries for your own business. When you live your own dream, you don't have time to be a hater. You can't even think like a hater because all of that negative energy will just bring you down. You need all of your energy for destiny. Don't waste it on someone else's. When you are full in pursuit of destiny, you're good and you want everyone else to be good with themselves too. If you know thyself, you'll be better equipped to identify and extract your authentic needs from what you've been told you need. A consumer who knows thyself will be able to distinguish an authentic need for a conditioned need to bypass the latest new product release if the one she has is adequate for her needs. When you are in touch with your own pursuit of destiny, you seek the things you need to accomplish what you desire. That's not to the exclusive of what? Please don't misunderstand. I'm not asking you to consider a life of only basic needs. I do not want to see you living in agony surrounded by countenance down rather than build you up. Invest in doing you. Are you trying to harvest the opulent life from a dollar store investment in yourself? Destiny cannot be tricked by cheap imitations. When I had written my first book, I carried the manuscript from publisher to publisher, and no one seemed remotely interested. Just when I was about to trash the idea of being an author, an unusual opportunity was presented to me. The publisher said, "We will publish a book, but I would have to pay for the publishing. I would have to self-publish. It would cost me $15,000. My wife and I discussed it. We had the money, but it was all the money we had been saving for a house. After much prayer, we took the plunge and invested the money into the book. The book was Woman, Thou Art Loose. It remains my highest selling book. It has sold millions of copies. It continues to bring life and hope to people today. But my literary life would never have been seen the light of day if I hadn't been willing to invest in my own dream. Incredibly, though we had to put the house on hold for a while, we soon were blessed to purchase a much better one than that what we expected to buy initially. While it was true that destiny is a compulsive spirit, don't ever allow your fluctuations to make you think she is promiscuous. Those who have been with her will tell you she doesn't come cheap. You've got to show her that you are serious. Invest in doing you and don't have cheap attack. Don't get the least amount of training, the least amount of education, or the least amount of skill. You can't give the last amount of effort and expect to find your way to destiny. Go to the best school your finances and grades allow. Study hard and earn the best grades you're capable of getting. Take time to learn all you can about your job, even the things you think don't matter. Build a vast store of experiences that will develop a well-roundedness in you that will expand your possibilities of maximum living. Investing in you requires sacrifice. Your sacrifice. No one else's can make you certain for you. Parents may sacrifice to pay for your education, but no one else but you can give up the fun times to put time into your study. Everyone has a life and a calling to experience, and no one else can make your dreams come true. It's not up to your parents, your spouse, your children, or your boss to make your life what you desire. They can all lend a hand and be your cheerleaders, but they can't make it happen for you. Don't be a cheapskate. You and your dream are worth the price of admission into destiny. If you don't invest in you, you'll soon find that no one else will either. In fact, others may shy away from you if you feel you expect them to make your dream happen off their buck and off their backs. Most people can tell when you're serious about what you want from life. They can tell if you're serious about being an actor, serious about being a software developer, serious about being a daycare owner. As people watch you make sacrifices to invest in yourself, they will want to invest in your dream too. When you are busily engaged in a personal investment, God sends people from out of nowhere to your dreams. You may not even be aware that they're watching you, but they will show up and amaze you. Investing in yourself requires determination, the kind that knows destiny is worth never giving up. The determination you have to invest in you says that even if no one else believes in you, you do. Even if no one else can see what inside of you, you do. Be determined to invest in you despite delays, setbacks, sidetracks, and turnarounds. Your personal investment requires commitment. Hang in there with destiny, even when it isn't looking good for you, appreciated or not, encouraged or not, understood or not. Hold on to destiny and don't let go. Take a vow to declare your commitment to destiny unfolding in your life. Personal investments requires exposures. Destiny will take you to a new height, and you need to be ready. Put yourself in new and perhaps uncomfortable and unterminable environments. Invest in yourself by giving yourself new lessons in culture, history, religion, geography, or whatever you need to expand your horizon. You need tenacity to secure your investment in you. Pursuing destiny is not for wimps. You can't back down or cower away. You may be terrified when you're presented with some situation, but stick to investing in you despite your fears, and you will overcome them. Finally, you play the lead role in your destiny. Value you. Imagine the world without you. Realize just how priceless you are. Think about the people whose lives you've touched and things that would be different had you never lived. Your children would never have been born. The sibling you helped might never have gotten through college. Value the contribution of your life and the role that you still have and can play, a lead role. You play a lead role in your life. The mission that you know more and no one else can accomplish is yours. The task that no one else can complete is yours. The steps that no one else can navigate are yours to ascend. No one else can take your place. I was just a boy when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, but I recall that many were speculating about how would and who would take his place. Names were circulated, and some tried to position themselves for the role, but he was irreplaceable. Dr. King had a destiny to be fulfilled, and he fulfilled it. No one could step into his shoes as the voice of the civil rights movement. Like Dr. King or any other person who deemed great, you are placeable. No one can take your place to fulfill your destiny. This is your life. No rehearsals, no retakes, no delete button. Understanding that you have been chosen to play the lead role in your life is a critical destiny step. Praise God. I'm Pastor David A. Shaw of Mighty Men of Hope and Deliverance. We want to thank you for joining us on today for the reading of chapter 6. Next time, every Wednesday and Friday, for the reading of the Book of Destiny. Next week, we start to read chapter 7. And the title is, Maybe It's Time for a Reset. We want to thank you for joining us on today. And may God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Storm is over now.